Hello.
Hi, my name is Pam, returning your call from customer service. Can I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry? What did you say?
I'm returning
your
call.
Your name is Sam, and what do you want me to do?
Your zip code?
43606.
And your first and last name?
Barbara Bowman, B-O-W-M-A-N.
And can you verify your address for me for security purposes?
3464 Kingsgate, Toledo, Ohio, 43606.
Yes, ma'am, and I see you ordered the Lavish Grace skincare and eye cream back on the 7th of February. How can I help you?
Okay, hang on one second till I jot this down, because I don't know what you folks are trying to pull. I know you are not, but your company or whatever. I had talked with a person, oh my gosh, a month and a half ago probably, and talked with him and told him I did not expect to get charged every month for these products. Your ad said it was try it for free. It didn't say anything about getting the product every month or the price of what it was. I called him, talked to him, and he said I told him I wanted it off and I wanted it taken care of because this is crazy. Anyhow, he said he did. Now, here it is on my credit card again.
Okay. This is the charge from February, ma'am. We haven't charged you in March. We charged you February 23rd, the full cost of the product, because it wasn't canceled before.
Right. And he told me he was going to take care of that I didn't get it. I didn't want it.
Okay. It wasn't for a new shipment, ma'am. It's for the original bottles. They wasn't free. Did you get so it was canceled, but he couldn't have done anything about that charge because you never canceled before you got the charge.
Right. No. Well, it showed up on my January one, and that's when I talked to this gentleman.
No, ma'am.
And
in January. You had this. You didn't get this till February, ma'am.
I got it is when I called.
Yes, ma'am. He took care of you not getting charged anything else, but he couldn't do anything about the charges because you never canceled within 14 days.
Excuse me, there was nothing on there about that.
Yes, ma'am. Do you recall checking a box that says you were 18 years of age or older?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Where you check that box, it gives you full terms right there. It tells you you're going to get charged for that. That's why you see those charges.
Why didn't it say that then?
It does say that, ma'am. Right where the 18 years of age or older is, you click the terms and conditions and it tells you.
Right, but I did not see anything about a monthly bill that would continue to come here, and the charge is ridiculous.
You're not getting anything else. You got charged for the original bottles.
But it was free.
No, ma'am, it wasn't free. It was a trial.
It said it was free.
No, ma'am, it says trial. So I do apologize for any misunderstanding. You're canceled, and you won't get any future charges, but those charges are valid, ma'am.
I don't understand, because I told him I was going to return the products. He said, no, 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 I know you're upset. I know you just keep the products.
Yes, ma'am, because it wasn't refundable, and we don't take the products back. The warehouse is a shipping warehouse.
Well, you should put that in your ad so people don't get
it. Ma'am, it is there.
No, it is not.
Well, I'm sorry.
It is not. I read the whole thing very carefully, and there was nothing in there about this.
Okay, ma'am. It does tell you that online, so I do apologize. You're canceled and you won't get anything else.
I'm sorry?
You're canceled and you won't get any future charges, but I can't do anything about those charges because they're valid.
They're not valid when it says free.
It doesn't say free, ma'am. It says trial. A trial has a start date and an end date.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to talk to my attorney about this.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
Is
Even
ridiculous.
Even if you talk to your attorney, that doesn't mean you get a refund. That means they do an investigation. Once they see that it is a valid charge, there's really nothing they can do. I can do a 35% refund, but that's the best I can do, ma'am.
The charge is $94.90.
Yes, ma'am, because you didn't cancel, so I do apologize. I will meet you halfway and do a 50% refund, ma'am, but I'm not supposed to do that because that's a valid charge.
Well, I'll tell you, I learned a good lesson because I read the ad very, very carefully, and it was try it for free.
For 14 days. Now, what I will do, and I'm not supposed to do this. Yes, ma'am, it does say it. It says it three times. But I will give you a 75%. I'll override the system and make it 75% off, but that's the best I can do, ma'am.
So what would that be off of there?
Give me just 1 second, ma'am. It will be, for the $94.90, it will be $71.17. And for the $85.90, give me just 1 second. It will be
$64.43. Well, that's still way too much money.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
I'll talk to my attorney and
ma'am,
see.
Ma'am, let me speak to my supervisor and see what else I can do. Bear with me.
All right.
All right, ma'am. As a courtesy, we're going to go ahead and issue a full refund for both those charges, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Now, how about the charges for the delivery? When I did,
no,
I never
ma'am,
got
we don't.
This.
Ma'am, you
I
got
never
the trial.
Got this thing.
You got the
Pardon?
Trial. You got the trial on the 13th.
Yeah,
of February.
I got the trial.
That's what you're
I'm...
paid for. That those charges aren't for a new shipment. They're for the original bottles you got in the trial. They was not free. But you're
I thought I paid those charges before.
Ma'am, you only paid $85.90 and $94.90, and I issued a refund for both those charges. The shipping and handling is not refundable because you got the product.
Okay. All right. I will never, ever deal with anybody on the computer again.
All right. I'm sorry you feel that way, ma'am, but you are refunded. It will be back in your account in 3 to 5 days. We do thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.